do that. Would love to hear from people if they go. You know, maybe give us a jingle on Monday and let us know. It's News Talk 580 WTCM at 1126. Colleen Ware's in for Crystal Frost. And there is a book that has been 15 years in the making. And it's a photography book. It's huge. It's 120 pages of 9x12 with over 130 photographs of the Leelanau Peninsula and more. And it's called The Leland Report. And there's this little thing that I subscribe to, and it's, I believe it's emails, but I know for sure it's on Facebook too. It is called The Leland Report. And if you click on it, I guess it is emails, or they have a website too. You click on it, and there's like this little dog that, it's a real dog, and they take pictures of him doing various things around Leland. And it says it has information about Leland in the moment, like what the temperature is or what the wind speed is. It has the whole weather forecast. Then it has various people submit photographs from that day, so you can look and see, oh, here's a gorgeous sunset that happened in Leland Harbor, or here's some boats going out to go fishing, or here's some people buying some jewelry at a store at Fishtown. And they just keep their finger on the pulse of all that is Leland. So the authors will be in studio here in just a couple of minutes. There's an article on Fishtown in there by Megan Watt Peterson, a foreword by the Detroit Free Press and National Geographic contributor Susan Egger, an article on sunrises and sunsets. I love that. I mean, if you think about, well, Facebook or any social media, we have a joke within our family. You know, I'm always taking a picture of the sunset, and it never gets old.
Oh, it doesn't get old.
And
that's why.
Sometimes there will be an evening of really spectacular sunsets, and we'll say, like, oh, watch out, sunsets are trending tonight, because everyone will have to post them because right. They're so spectacular. So they have a complete article on sunrises and sunsets.
Good.
You know, where else in the world can you do that? So there are short stories and quotes, and it's just a... just a lovely book, and it's available for pre-order right now, and we'll be talking to the people that put it all together in just a couple of minutes right here on News Talk 580 WTCM.
Let's do it.
News Talk 580 WTCM, the Crystal Frost Show on a Friday morning, 11:32. Crystal Frost will be back 10 till 12 starting on Monday, as will Ron Jolly in his normal spot, 7 till 10 on Monday. Thanks for accommodating us this week with some of our changes. Wendy Nienhaus is screening your calls at 947-0023. And in the studio, we have Keith Burnham, and on his on the phone is his son, John Burnham, or Jim Burnham. Where are we calling you right now, Jim?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Where have we reached you today?
I am in Peoria, Illinois.
Peoria, Illinois. So you and your father have contributed to putting this book together, The Leland Report?
Yeah, he's got most of the pictures in it.
So let's.
And I put the book together.
All right, let's start at the beginning here, because the way that I'm even familiar with you is I get this little Leland Report thing, and I look at the pictures, and there's, I can even see it on the cover of the book here, there's a dog that seems to be the main attraction. The dog, what's the dog's name?
Biscuit.
Biscuit. Biscuit shows up in all sorts of situations, usually on the beach, as dogs will, and is beautifully photographed every time by Keith Burnham. And it sounds like through the course of 15 years, you've come up with quite an accumulation of photographs and things in which to assemble into a book.
Right. Overall, I've got about 50,000 of my dad's photos.
50,000.
Yeah, so I had quite a collection to go through when I was putting the book together.
And I should add
but
that
Biscuit.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, Biscuit was actually an accidental mascot for us.
Is Biscuit your dog?
Biscuit's my
not
dog.
Dad.
Okay, so it's not just some random dog out there in Leland. So, so you started taking pictures just recreationally, just, you know, for your own use. Is that how this began? Or did you say, you know what, I'm gonna put a book together, so I'm going to start taking pictures for it?
No.
How did this begin?
How it happened is that I had a digital camera. I don't know if you know too much about digital cameras, but it was a 1.6 megapixel camera, one of the first ones.
Wow, yeah, that is a big, big difference from what they're doing now, right?
It was an Olympus, and it went dead on me. So I went, and I decided I was going to buy another camera. So I bought a Nikon 990, which was, I don't know, as I recall, like 8 megapixels. 8 times the resolution of the original camera.
Which is pretty amazing.
And it, I'm not sure what it cost. It may have cost $600, and I thought that was obscene.
It is, especially for the time, right?
I decided I had to justify owning it. So I decided that I would go out on my front porch, take a picture of Blake Leelanau from my front porch, and email it to my 4 kids every day.
To document the weather and all that.
With
right?
a little anecdote.
Oh, isn't that sweet?
And the next day I decided, well, that would be pretty boring going out my front porch, so I started going different places, mainly Fishtown.
Mm-hmm.
And about, I don't know what it was, may have been 4 or 5 months into it, my son John, who writes a blog, has a bunch of friends that he used to forward my email to them saying it was musings from my father up north.
Okay, does he contribute to this blog that gets put out? No.
My son Jim decided to put it on the internet. So I don't know where it was. 6 months down the line, we were on the internet.
And how long ago was this that this started?
This is 2001.
Okay, so I started looking at it a few years ago. And, you know, I mean, there's something about it. First of all, I do want to know what the weather is like there. I do want to see a picture of what the beach looks like on any given day to decide if I'm going to go there or not. And there's just so much more. I mean, the pictures of Fishtown, to me, it's just Chamber of Commerce ready almost. I mean, it's such a draw. It makes it such a draw to go to Leland, as if, you know, just Leland being there itself wasn't such a draw on its own.
Well, when I first started this, Fishtown was not the big draw. And I may have contributed to it. I was on the Fishtown Preservation Board. And so probably...
Thank you, by the way.
I probably featured Fishtown more than I did other things.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's a commercial venture down there. Because
yeah.
the fishing industry, the boats have disappeared, and there's only one boat that's actually, aside from the Native Americans, that's working out of Leland.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm at the point where every morning I walk the dog on the beach off leash.
Yes, because nobody else is there right now.
And right. So we're there every day, so that's why you know what it's like down there on the beach.
Well, and that's why I love it, because I know it's a picture that just happened not very long ago. So what happens in about a week when Memorial Day weekend gets here and the amount of people and traffic changes? You still keep on doing it?
Oh, yes. I mean, we're out there every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Memorial Day, because the police station and the government center was in Leland, I used to do the raising of the flag, but that's in a different place now. So Memorial Day is just another day.
Mm-hmm. Except it's packed with
people. We showed the flag, and God bless America.
Yeah. Were you going to say something, Jim?
It's kind of amazing. I mean, we've got a lot of people who go to Leland just for the summer and who experience it, who still look at the site every day, even though they're in Leland. But when they go home and they check in like you do, see what the weather's like, see what, you know, what the beach
looks
like.
Break your heart if you can't go there that day and it looks beautiful like it has been lately, calm and gorgeous.
Imagine how I feel. I mean, I'm 500 miles away. I'd like to be there right now.
I can't. Well, you know what? Here's a little known secret. I probably shouldn't even say this. The reason that I look at it, aside from I love the dog, I love that the dog is included, but I'm one of those bluestone people.
Oh, yes.
And like I'm one of those extreme bluestone people with the waiters in January and stuff like that. And I take a look and see what the weather is like, and I also look and see how many people are in the background doing the same thing. So I judge whether or not I'm going to go out that day.
Well, I see the blue stone, the stoners out there in the morning. They're not out there as much as they have been in the past, but you get
a calm day.
You get a calm day, and you can see to the bottom.
Yeah, I know. And you know, it amazes me, the contraptions that people use now to go rock hunting. It's not just walk down the beach and look down and see if you see anything. There are people there with these high-tech scoopers. And
wow.
In the summer, this was amazing. I was walking along, and all of a sudden I thought I saw a big fish or something kind of next to me, which would have been in, I don't know, waist-deep water or something like that, just off the shelf there. And it was a man in full scuba gear.
What?
With the gloves and the feet and all
wow.
that stuff. And, I mean, it was probably warm enough to go swimming, but he had been down there for a while, and he had a little, you know, thing hooked onto his waist, a little bag to put the stones, and this man meant serious
yeah.
business. So, anyway, that's another one of the great things to do in Leland, but don't do it, because... more for us, right? All right, so about the book. It's called The Leland Report, and it's 15 years in this Leelanau Peninsula. Is in the Leelanau Peninsula. That's the subtitle there. And what can people expect to find in this book? And first of all, can people buy the book right now? Is it for
yeah,
sale right
can,
now?
They can buy the book right now. It just finished printing, and it's going to be shipping to a storage facility in Michigan in the next few days, but they can't pre-order it.
Okay.
If you go to LelandReport.com/book, they can get details on that.
Okay. And is it a picture book only, or tell us about some of the things that are in there?
So we've got about 120 photos spanning the last 15 years. Dad's got the majority of those. I've got about 20 in there, and we also have a couple from Megan Watt Peterson, who's been our Megan's Monday contributor, who's been taking some of the pressure off of Dad over the last couple of years. She's done a great job.
So do you solicit contributions throughout the year for the book?
No, okay. But we're happy to look at people's pictures, but it's mainly ours.
Okay. I'm sorry. I interrupted. Go ahead.
Okay. So 10 years ago, I was approached by Mackinac Island Press, and they were interested in doing a book. So I sent them a sample of some of the photos, and he was like, well, maybe you need more variety throughout the Leelanau Peninsula. And I was like, okay. So at that time, I had a 2- and 3-year-old and a new job, and we just moved to Illinois, so I kind of put it on the back burner until now. But I think we gathered enough material to finally put the book together, now that my kids are a little older and self-reliant, I had a little bit more time to spend on it.
Well, I love it. You know, I think more and more people are putting out books of regional, local and regional importance. We had the folks that did the Stormstruck book in studio not too long ago, and the Historic Cottages of Glen Lake, that's another one. And there are so many... so many regional books. I know that there's a brand new Walloon Lake book that's out featuring the cottages there. And that's, you know, it's a wonderful thing for those of us that live here. And I cannot imagine a better keepsake to take home after a vacation in Leland or anywhere in the area, even if you just visited Leland on a day trip, right?
All right. We have some articles in there. One was written by Megan Peterson about Fishtown, which is probably the most popular destination there,
I would say.
We have an article on sunrises and sunsets from Sarah Bradshaw.
Well, and that's something that Wendy and I had talked about before you were on the air with us today, is this phenomenon of sunrises and sunsets. We are always compelled to take a photograph of a sunrise and a sunset. And it's because it really is so beautiful, and it really is very seldom the same. And I mean that there's an actual article on sunrises and sunset. I'm sure they're featured as photographs as well. But I mean, I think people just never get tired of that.
And my dad never takes a bad shot of a sunrise or a sunset.
Now, I've never seen one. They all look great to me. So will there be some sort of a... you know, an opening party or some sort of release party? Or are you going to celebrate yourselves somehow here with the release of the book?
I think, Dad, you can probably talk about the museum show in June, but we also have something planned, a signing planned for August 6th. at the museum with the Fishtown Preservation Society, sort of a week before their raffle, kind of a lead into that.
Well,
that's
I'm,
for sure.
Yeah, on June 24th at the museum in Leland, I'm having a pen and ink art show their opening of a new wing that they just built this past year. Mm-hmm. And I'll be there with a book signing at that time for that event.
All right. Well, this sounds terrific. I'd implore everyone to pick one up. It's called The Leland Report, and it's filled with gorgeous photographs of Leland, Michigan, and surrounding areas, you know, Fishtown, things like that. It's 120 pages, 9 by 12, with over 130 photographs. And it's a beautiful keepsake. Keep it on your coffee table. And like I do with a lot of my coffee table books, I actually look at them. I don't just put them there for decoration. I go through and it makes me feel good, especially looking at the summer pictures when it's the dead of winter. And we appreciate you being here. Keith Burnham, Jim Burnham, thank you for joining us on News Talk 580 WTCM. It's the Crystal Frost Show, and it's 11:45 on your Friday.